her. An unusually good-natured master had a fondness for telling long stories woven out of what he claimed to be his dreams. And especially did he like to swap dreams with Ike, a witty slave who was a house servant. Every morning, he would set Ike to telling about what he had dreamed the night before. It seemed, however, that the master could tell the best dream tale, and Ike just had to admit that he was beaten most of the time. Well, one morning, when Ike entered the master's room to clean it, he found the master just preparing to get out of bed. "Ike," said the master, "I certainly did have a strange dream last night."
"Says you did, sir, master. Says you did," said Ike. "Well, let me hear it."
"Well, all right," replied the master. "Well, you see, it was like this. I dreamed I went to nigger heaven last night. And I saw there a lot of garbage, some old torn down houses, a few old broken down fences, and the muddiest, the sloppiest streets I ever saw, and a bunch of ragged, dirty Negroes walking around. Well, said Ike. "Well, I sure must have had the same thing you had last night, massa, 'cause I had the same dream. But you see, I went to the white man's paradise. And you know, the streets was all paved with gold and silver, and there was lots of milk and honey. Yes, there was some, master. And there was pretty pearly gates. But you know, master, there wasn't a soul in the whole place.
I'm gonna tell you about the coming of the judgment.
Faith well, faith well.
I'm gonna tell you about the coming of the judgment.
Faith well, faith well.
For the lost soul converted.
Faith well, faith
well. For the lost soul converted.
Faith well, faith well.
In that great in the morning, faith well, faith well. In that great in the morning, faith well, faith well. In that gray, in the morning, fare you well,
in that gray, in the morning, fare you well,
fare you well. Oh, preacher, fold your Bible.
Fare you well, fare
you well. Oh, preacher, fold your Bible.
Fare you well, fare you well.
For the lost soul converted.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Trumpet dusty.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Didn't you see the folks on rising?
Fare you well, fare you well.
Didn't you see the world on fire?
Fare you well, fare you well.
Didn't you see that forking lightning?
Fare you well, fare you well.
Didn't you see that rumbling thunder?
Fare you well, fare you well.
Didn't you see that forking lightning?
Fare you well, fare you well.
Now, Miss Lucy, and I tell you this for truth. When it comes to red light singing, tain't no easy thing to do. It's enough for folks to holler, looking at the lines and dots. When ain't no one can sense it and a tune comes in its spots. But for real melodious music, that just strikes your heats and cleans. You just sit there and listen with it while Melinda sings. What? You ain't never heard of Melinda. Where blessed soul take up the cross. Look here. Ain't you joking, honey? Well, you don't know what you done lost. You ought to hear that gal whacking, rubbing legs and all them things. Hush their mouths and hide their faces when Melinda sings. Then the man just stops that feeling. Go lay that feeling up on the shelf. Mockingbird sit trying to whistle because it's just so ashamed of herself. Folks are playing on the banjo, drop they fingers on the street. Bless your soul for just a moving child with Melinda sings.
One time Henry dreamed a number, but we didn't play it. And do you know that that thing came out straight, 367? Yes, it did. We was both sick for a whole week. Could have sure used the money then, too. That was back in Hoover's time when folks were scuffing. kids' bodies collapse and grow again. The city bulls, black men jump out of trees.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. like to bring you a young lady now from Shreveport, Margaret Washington.
We have a bomb.
Cheryl Fuller, his eyes on the sparrow. This will be conducted by my accompanist, Mr. George Jones. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My accompanist is Mr. Joe Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give the
Thank you.
Another round of